SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving, November 26, 2025 edition. Just to continue on with this whiny story from U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin complaining about Donald Trump's weaponization of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the CIA. She talks about the CIA talking about her. And I think it's just a different avenue for the same thing, which is the weaponization of the federal government against people you disagree with. Slotkin goes on to say, no matter what political leaning you're from, you shouldn't use the arms of the government to go after someone you just disagree with. Really? You have the audacity to make those statements after everything that Donald Trump and his family has been through basically for the last 9 years. 2016 election, first one, President 45 against Hillary Clinton. Then we had the fake election of 2020 where everybody colluded against President Trump. James Comey being prosecuted for it. The media not reporting accurately about the Hunter Biden laptop, the Russian hoax. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. The guy faced 93 different charges in different courts around the country. Impeached not once, but twice in the House of Representatives. Found not guilty in the Senate. His house raided under Joe Biden's FBI. And you're seriously going to make that statement? No, you know what this is, Slotkin? This is you now getting treated the way Republicans have been treated for decades, for years. Democrats can do basically whatever they want and not face any investigations, prosecutions, nothing. No criminal charges ever filed. But God forbid for you to be a Republican with an R behind your name. This is absolute unbelievable that she would even make this statement. Slotkin back home met with reporters at the Inkster Fire Department. Earlier in the day, she met with the Western Wayne County mayors and dropped into the fire station to make the point that 80% of the station's medical runs were for Medicaid patients. if the planned Medicaid cuts go through in 2027, how do they get reimbursed? How does the money come into the fire department? Now, I've got a question. And this is a serious question. I don't understand her numbers. Where did she come up with 80% of the fire station's medical runs were Medicaid patients? I don't understand that number. What, Medicaid patients sit at home, have a medical emergency, get sick, whatever, and they call 911? Is that what you're saying? They don't have the ability to drive themselves or get a taxi or Uber, Lyft or whatever to a hospital or to a medical doctor's office, so they call 911. Well, it's kind of interesting because after those public appearances, Slotkin went into the nationally covered back and forth with the president on her video. She then answered questions about it. MERS News Service sit down asking her six questions. Is there any concern that your video was a violation of 18 U.S.C. 2387, interfering with the loyalty and the morale of the troops? Her answer? No. We stated what's already in the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's been clear since Nuremberg, through Vietnam, through Iraq. We've had folks in uniform who have been asked to do things that are illegal and have pushed back. This is not a new concept. We were simply restating something that's been in law since World War II. Next question. Why now? Military actions in the Caribbean, the Eastern Pacific, have been going on for a while. The roundups by Homeland Security and ICE have been going on for a while as well. Is there any legality that all of a sudden you felt you had to speak up? Her answer? U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin? Well, first of all, there's two things. One, we're seeing more uniformed military being sent in the cities, an increasing number of cities. By the way, the deployment of the National Guard in Washington, D.C. just last week was ruled illegal by the court, and they have to leave by December 11th. So this part of it isn't theoretical. But also, for those of us on the Armed Services Committee, many of us have been trying to get answers about these strikes in the Caribbean, trying to understand which groups we are in conflict with. Show me the intelligence packages that are helping you go after these particular guys. I did some targeting against Al-Qaeda during the Iraq war. I'm open to the fact that these are probably bad guys. Let's go after them, but show us your reporting. Show us how you're getting the information specifically about these drug boats. So far for me, this isn't one incident. It was the sheer number of people coming to us saying, I'm worried. I'm being sent to Los Angeles or Chicago. I'm concerned that I'm going to be asked to do something that I don't know I should do. Okay, really? But then you're trying to tell us, allegedly, that there's members of our law enforcement or people of our National Guard military that are actually coming to you and asking you, I'm concerned that I'm going to be asked to do something and I don't know what I should do? Really? Okay, you want Donald Trump and his people within his cabinet to show you their evidence about these drug boats that are being blown up in the Caribbean? Or the people you talk to? Come on, give us names of people that have actually approached you. Oh, well, I wouldn't want to put a target on their back, so I'm not going to be willing to disclose that. You know why? I don't believe you. I think you're flat out lying. I'm worried. I've been sent to Los Angeles or Chicago. I'm concerned that I'm going to be asked to do something and I don't know what I should do. End quote. These are quotes. She's quoting from somebody in law enforcement or military that said that to her. Right. Question. When you heard President Trump say seditious in regards to your video and punishable by death, and then you receive a bomb threat at your family home, what goes through your mind? Well, I just don't think this is the America that we want. This is not the political system that best represents who we are. Michigan knows this better than anybody. My dad was a lifelong Republican. My mom was a lifelong Democrat. When we were growing up, you could disagree, and it could still be good natured. But now things have become so polarized. Leadership climate is set at the top. So it was immediate. The minute I saw the president say we should be hanged, I knew that our security situation was going to change immediately. Obviously, I'm worried about my family. I'm worried about my staff. I served 3 tours in Iraq. I've done dangerous things. I signed up for this, but my family did not. My nieces and nephews did not. And so, of course, I think first and foremost about their physical safety, but I don't think this represents who we are, and I refuse to believe that this is now the new normal. President Trump was shot. Blood was drawn. Had he not turned his head at a split second when the bullet was racing towards his head, he would have been assassinated, just like Charlie Kirk. Where was your outrage over those incidences? Oh, that's right. We didn't hear anything from you. We'll wrap this up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. These are questions being asked of our U.S. Senator, Elisa Slotkin. Can you talk a little bit about, with as much specificity as you can, the service members who are approaching you with their concern? Her answer? Well, they're saying things to me like, hey, I'm being called up, and I hear that we may be going to help Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, or we may be asked to do things in law enforcement. What if I'm asked to detain an American citizen when helping ICE? Is that legal? Is it not? What if I'm asked to do crowd control and things get violent? I'm not trained in police tactics. I'm trained to protect against a foreign attack. Really? You're telling me that someone in the military has never read the Uniform Code of Justice? They've never read any of it. They don't understand anything about being a soldier. The other things that she goes on to say is there are a lot of concerns about domestic deployments. And then I've heard from people saying, hey, and you notice how everything is hey? Hey. These soldiers talk to a U.S. senator, and they start off the conversation, their statements to her, questions with, hey? Hey, I'm being called up. Now it's, hey, I'm taking part in these operations in the Caribbean and around Venezuela. And I'm not sure if this is legal. Well, wait a minute. Why? Did you get an order from your superior officers? Did you get basically a direct order from them that they obviously got from the commander-in-chief, President Donald Trump. So now why all of a sudden you're not sure if this is legal? Well, the advice is always to go see your judge advocate general, your JAG officer, your military officer, the legal officer of your unit, and express that and talk to them. But coming from the intelligence community, we're trained with such a clean red line that we all know here in the United States, we don't engage with American citizens. Oh, really? The CIA never spied on Donald Trump's presidential campaign. There were never any wiretaps of U.S. senators' phones. Lindsey Graham is irate over his phone being tracked by Joe Biden's agencies. That's what I'll just call him for now. Slotkin finishes this up. In the Intelligence Committee, we're all about foreign threat. Our military is trained in protecting us from foreign threats. Notice how she's pushing this foreign threat narrative. Nothing about domestic. Everything is foreign. Well, guess what? I'm going to educate you a little bit, Slotkin. The foreign threats have been allowed into our country. Under 4 years of Biden-Harris, with our open borders, we have foreign terrorists in America. So your little narrative here talking about foreign threats, they're here on our soil. We don't engage American citizens. Well, guess what? Many of these people are not citizens. Question, real quick. Everyday people may listen to the president say that the video was seditious or it was treason. What would you say to those everyday Americans? People disagree with me every single day. Does that mean I should be investigated by the FBI and the president of the United States? Is it an appropriate response to suggest someone be hanged and then knowingly make people less safe? I would never do that to someone else that I disagree with. There are people here in Michigan who I disagree with every single day. But I would never wish that they be threatened. I would never do anything that I thought would increase the risk of them being hurt. I would try to be judicious as possible if I was the commander-in-chief, knowing how influential his voice is, or that voice is, she says. Well, first of all, Elisa Slotkin, you don't ever have to worry about being president of the United States. That's not going to happen. At least not in my lifetime. Well, the last question has to do with Senator Mark Kelly. We'll get into that, but we have a top-of-the-hour news break. We'll wrap it up in hour number two. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your